According to the Rach, Rav Chia asked him about the grandfather. Shal Alovik. Pirush Ben Hananel, Pirush Rav Chia Shal Alovik in Mukayim. He asked about Rav's grandfather. He asked him, is my father around? V'Rav Ishiv Lo Shaviv Shal Rav Kayim. And Rav answered him, my father's around. Rav Chia asked him, is my mother around? And Rav answered him, my mother's around, indicating your mother not. That's how Rach is learning. Because I asked him not Avokaim, but Abakaim, is my father around? So he said to him, Abakaim, my father's around, not your father. He didn't tell him his father was an Iftar, he told him, my father's still around, meaning your brother. He asked him, is my mother around? He said, my mother's around. And the figure says, Asfarim, so Rav Chia Shal Alaviv, and Rav told him, Ima Kayemes, meaning my mother's around. He didn't want to tell him Abba Kayom, because then he would have thought he meant the grandfather, because people call their grandfather Abba. According to our Gersa, Tosis is still learning. Rav Chia asked him, is my father around? Meaning, is your grandfather around? Rav didn't want to tell him, my father's still around, because then he would have thought he meant the grandfather, because the grandfather is also called Abba. So that's why if he gives us as far, Rav Chia Shal, Alaviv Imukayom, Rav Chia asked, is my father around? Your grandfather? Rav answered him, my mother's still around, because had he said Abba Kayom, then he would have thought that that's the grandfather. And that's why the Gemara has to explain that Rav was his nephew from both sides, to explain why he had to answer him, Ima Kayemes, my mother is still around. So this is learning totally different than Rashi. He asked him about the grandfather, and he answered him, either my father's still around, my mother's still around, to indicate your parents not. Or when he asked him, Abba Kayem is my father, your grandfather around, he told him, my mother's around, indicating your father not. And then he said, is my mother around? So he said to him, my father is still around. That's what we're saying, Lashon Nekiyah. He didn't want to tell him directly that his parents had passed away. That's an indirect way of indicating that his parents had passed away. Motziti bahu ksil. Right. He wanted to tell Rav Chia, look, your parents, my grandparents passed away. So he told him in a roundabout way. Meiter, Shanema, Vaishkem Vam Baboker. His reason is from the morning, because as Avram got up in the morning, Vim Tamavechimuchach, my God, this is in Makdimin and Swatman, Makdimin Tfei Mitzafa. How do we prove from here that you don't go before the morning? We derive from here that the reason Avram didn't get up earlier is because it's dangerous to walk around at night. Tam Chacham doesn't go out alone at night. So Avram, he got up early. He didn't get up before the morning. That it's still a good proof, because Avram was a Shaliach Mitzah. Hashem sent him to go. So first tzad is, he could have gotten up at night if it were only that reason, because Shaliach Mitzah and Nizokin. The odd... He wasn't alone. He had the two lads with him. And he says the raya that the Gemara brings over there is not from this pasuk, but rather from the pasuk that Avram got up to look out on Sodom. That there, when he's looking out on Sodom, that's not a mitzvah. Why did he only get up in the morning? Because he was alone. Because no one else would be able to look out at Sodom. Only Avram's allowed to look at the Mapot and Shoshan. So that's why over there, that's the raya the Gemara brings in Gidan Ashe, that Chacham doesn't go out alone, because Avram went out to overlook at Sodom, and that he did only by Boker. So from here we see that Tam Chacham doesn't go out alone at night. According to Tosis, we have a kasha, because there was no room to look at anything at night, because they overturned it. Shalcheni, over there it says... over there it was like right at dawn that they overturned the city, so they had nothing to see in the morning or before that. So I don't know, Kasha Antosis. I have a Kasha Antosis. Sodom was overturned in the early hours of the morning, right?
Wh- Why was Abraham Yeshkin on the water to go by stone?
It says he woke up early in the morning. El Amakom Asher. It says Abraham got up early to look out of the place he was standing for Hashem, the place where he had davened. He looked to look out at Sodom. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Torah says. Says Uchmo Ashachar Allah. It was almost morning. They rushed him and they said, "Take your wife and your daughters, because we got over to the city." Vait Mama. They took him out, and then they overturned the city. Hashem Shiyotzah LaOretz VeLot Bas Tzorav VeHashem Imtel Sodom Amora. Tosus is saying Avram didn't get up earlier. That's the raya. Well, there was nothing to see earlier, so it looks like. And by Avram it says. Vayashkim Avram baboker lamakom she'amad sham esmei Hashem vayashkef af misdom amra v'akopnei eretz hakikar. So Tosis is saying when the Gemara brings a raya from Vayashkim Avram baboker, it's not by the Akeda, it's here that he went out to look out at stone and he did it in the morning. So I don't understand Tosis. Say that right there. Now alamaskil livdok. So we asked, whose responsibility is it to check for the chametz? Who has dubdikas chametz? The socher or the maskil? So Rashi immediately went into that it's not a chiv d'oraisa. Yeah? Rashi said, B'dikas chametz is not midoraisa, it's a takana drabanan. Midoraisa, it would be enough to do bitul. It's enough to say, I want to have nothing to do with that chametz. And that's Rashi. L'shita also. Now Rashi said in the Mishnah, why do we do b'dikas chametz? Shlo yavarov v'bayrov v'ayimotze. We don't want a person to be over on Bayro Valimatsu, so we're going to have to explain Rashi later on. When we get to the sugya, we'll have to explain Rashi. So Tosus holds on that base that the reason Chazal forced us to do this Bdika is because you might end up eating it. The rest of the year, you're used to eating chametz. You're going to see a piece of a cracker in the corner of your house, you'll come to eat it. So Chazal said, being that all year you're used to it, it's only us are here, so people aren't accustomed to separating them from themselves from that, and that's why here Chazal said you have to go the extra mile to search for it. Yeah, the Torah gave extra yisurim by chametz. The Torah said it's us are even bebal yiroh, you're not allowed to see it. So Chazal were machmir to look after it even after you did bitul, because you might come to eat it. Yeah? Okay. Says Toises, Ala maskir livdok, the chamira didei, who the Gemara says maybe the landlord has to check, because it's his chametz. En lefaresh atam kivan deshelohu. Don't understand it like pasher pshat, that it's his. Ven adam yechol levatel elahu, and the socher can't do bito. So he could do bito, and that's why chayav livdok. Deem ken, because if that were the tzad why the landlord has to do the bdika, why does the Gemara take a case where the transaction happened on the 14th? Anytime the transaction took place, if the whole tzad is, if the tzad to say that the maskil has to check is because no one else could do bitul, then whenever the transaction occurs, whenever he rents it out, he should have to do the bdika. It has nothing to do with whether it's the 14th, and the Gemara specifically spoke about a case of the 14th. So the Ri says, what was the Gemara's tzad that the landlord has to do bdika? Being that it's his chametz, he wants to rent it out on the 14th. He already had the chiyuv bdika an hour before he rented it out. And then the Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah. The raya from Zuzah is, hey, wait a second, you owned this apartment before you rented it to me. You had a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. So just like B'dikas Chametz, if you're renting it to me on the 14th, you had a chiyuv before you gave me the apartment. What for some reason? It's not his Chametz. How could he do Bittul? If I'm renting an apartment, your chametz doesn't become mine. I have the apartment. You have a closet filled with cereal. That cereal isn't mine. I can't do bittul on your chametz. So this is saying pashup shot.
Since it's his,
the landlord. It's his chametz.
You can do bittul on my chametz. I have to do my own bittul.
So it's saying you might say that the reason I can't do bdika because part of the bdika is saying ko chamir v'chamia and he can't do that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's saying no, that's not pshat, because if that were pshat, then it would have nothing to do with the 14th. Then any time you rent out an apartment, that would be the question. And the Gemara spoke about a specific case on the 14th. So Tosa says no. The reason is because the chamira di day, that side in the Gemara is it's his chametz and it was his chiyuv a minute before he gave it to him. If you're renting it to me on the 14th, you already had a chiyuv, and then the raya from mezuzah is that you already had a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah before you rented out the apartment to me. Vedachi, and the Gemara pushes off this proof, the mezuzah chovata dahu, that mezuzah isn't a good raya, because mezuzah, you become chayiv when you live in the apartment. Kulomar, afilu lo haya maskiraya, yecholi patel mezuzah, shelo haya dahu mishtamesh babayit. That mezuzah, you didn't have to have a chayiv, it's not like chametz. By mezuzah, if you're not living in the apartment, you close up the apartment for 2 years, no one's living there, then you don't have to put up a mezuzah. So that's a Gemara's taina. Aval gabei chametz, ilu lo iskir achetz, tech livdok, but chametz, even if you didn't rent out the apartment, you own an apartment, you have to check it.